Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 18, 1806. A week away from home. The Corps are only about 250 miles from St. Louis today and moving downstream fast. The main concerns for the captains are an outbreak of sore eyes among the men and a lack of provisions. The men, however, say they are happy and can make it to the settlement ahead. Captain Clark writes,
"We rose early. Captain McClellan wrote a letter, and we took our leave and proceeded on. Passed the Grand River at 7 a.m. A short distance below, we came up with our hunters. They had killed nothing. At 10 o'clock, came to and gathered papas to eat. We have nothing but a few biscuits to eat and are partly compelled to eat papas, which we find in great quantities on the shore. The weather we found excessively hot as usual. The land's fine, particularly the bottoms. A charming oak bottom on the southeast side of the Missouri above the two Charlton's rivers. We find the current of this part of the Missouri much more gentle than it was as we ascended. The water now low, and where it is much confined, it is rapid. We saw very little appearance of deer. Saw one bear and three turkeys only today. Our party entirely out of provisions, subsisting on papas. We divided the biscuit, which amounted to nearly one biscuit per man. This, in addition to the papas, is to last us down to the settlements, which is 150 miles. The party appear perfectly content and tell us that they can live very well on the papas. We made 52 miles today only. One of our party, Potts, complains very much of one of his eyes, which is burnt by the sun from exposing his face without a cover from the sun. Shannon also complains of his face and eyes. Encamped on an island nearly opposite to the entrance of Mine River. Captain William Clark, September 18, 1806.
The Sheraton River meets the Missouri in Sheraton County, Missouri. The Mine River is the La Mine River joining the Missouri in Cooper County, a few miles above the present-day town of Boonville. The Captain McClellan referred to is the trader and former Army Captain John McClellan. He told Lewis and Clark about his elaborate plans to establish trade in the Southwest. He apparently never made it to New Mexico. There is evidence, however, that he went up the Missouri, wintered in South Dakota, traveled to the Three Forks area, and finally established a trading post in Flathead Indian Country. It has also been speculated that Pierre Crozat, Joseph Fields, and John B. Thompson of the expedition party returned up the Missouri after reaching St. Louis, joined McClellan, and were among those killed with him. Tomorrow, a sight for sore eyes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.